Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Mike?
It is Mike. Uh-huh.
Oh, hi, Mike. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Nice to meet you. I'm doing good. And you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So go ahead.
Real good.
if it was Friday, maybe, but it's only Thursday, not that we're counting, huh?
Well, okay, then I could maybe help you. What area are you calling from?
We're in Southern California. Are you familiar at all?
Where is that?
Oh, come on. You're in Las Vegas. You see California plates all day long.
I grew up in the happiest place on earth.
Anaheim.
And two blocks from Disneyland.
Yep, we're really close. We're like 20 minutes. We're in Fountain Valley, which is like 20 minutes from Disneyland. So did you like growing up there?
Yeah, it was fun. It was a great childhood. And then went to USC and LA, and then went up to the Bay Area for law school and stayed in the Bay Area for 50 years and then came to Vegas.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. So what made you go into your industry now that you have a law degree? You got tired of practicing law, or?
Practiced for 30 minutes. So I liked it that much.
Oh, you know what? Good for you. You have to do something that you're happy with. So good for you that you got out of it if you knew it wasn't your thing, you know?
Well, yeah, I started building houses, and the inspiration for designing and doing all that stuff was really fun, and then the window company is ran concurrent with that, and so it's been a I'd say a good run. So I still have a company in the Bay Area, but this one is the one that we want to charge forward with. So
sure.
I know I've got to get connected somehow with Google, because I'm a dinosaur with computers and whatever, but I know, you know, we spend $4,000 or $5,000 a month on lead fees, and I don't know if this would be needed or not needed. I mean, if it's close to $300, that's not a lot per month. But if you were to get some business out of it, then it makes sense. I've tried stuff like this before years ago, and it wasn't very effective in the Bay Area. Didn't do it right. I don't have time to go on computers and play with them and do any of that stuff. There's no time to do it. So down and dirty where you're living makes sense, and then we get some calls and we can confirm that the calls came from a direct link to that Google, then it would make sense, and then I would continue forever. You know,
that's exactly how we work, Mike. We're a performance-based company, right? So we don't do contracts. We go everything month to month. We give you a tracking system so you have the ability to see the jobs that you're receiving and kind of pay as you go. If you're ever not happy, you can cancel at any time. But I'm telling you right now, you absolutely never will cancel, because nobody cancels on profit. Okay. Now, since you said that you're kind of like a dinosaur with the computers, I want to let you know that a beauty of this program is that you don't ever have to turn on a computer to be able to benefit from it, because your customers do, right? So all you have to do is answer the phone when people call you, and I know you're going to answer your phone, right?
That's absolutely true.
Yep, that's absolutely true. Yeah, and since you spend so much money on lead fees, I want to let you know that this is the other side of the coin. So with the leads, people, you know, those types of companies, they sell them to you and everybody else out there. There's nothing exclusive. They're bidding you against other people. And with this, we work with one company per category per area to ensure that the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. And what that means is that revenue-wise, this is going to blow those lead companies out of the water, because just statistically speaking, 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%. If you took, you know, all those other sources and said, let's look at HomeAdvisor, Angie's List, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, you name it, you lump them all into one category, they're only getting 13%. Okay? So that's the main benefit, of course, is in the exclusivity.
Is that a true statement? I mean, do we really believe that?
Yes. That's a statistic statement from tracking that's done on the World Wide Web, on the Internet. Statistically speaking, 87% will hire off of Google. And I think that's because Google dominates that aspect of the industry, meaning when people are looking for a service, 9 times out of 10, they're going to say, let's Google it. You know, sure, there's going to be that one-off situation that will say, you know, oh, let's go to Angie Leads or let's go to Yelp or something like that. But the majority will be calling off of the first page of Google. Okay. Now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's theoretical, that's one thing. If it's reality, why would there be a space open? I mean, I'm playing the devil's advocate here. Why would there be availability in this area when I know the competition is pretty severe? Like you said, other pages of Google, the competition might be on those, and maybe you could track that, or you could tell me if they're on there, if I gave you a couple names.
Tell you who's coming up on the first page now, but I want to let you know that when a position becomes available within our company, just because you asked that question, a variety of circumstances could be taking place. So sometimes it's a business that's been with us for many years that's in very good standing, but they decide to go into retirement mode, so they request to come off the first page. Sometimes it's a business that's biting off more than they can chew, meaning they're not answering client calls or they're getting an excess of negative reviews. So when that happens, it would eventually affect negatively on the search engines if we're promoting companies on the first page that have a bad reputation. So when any one of those circumstances take place, we get the notification that there's an availability and then we fill those listings within the same day. So, and then price-wise.
Am I talking to Kara or am I talking to Tina?
Tina. Tara was the first lady that you spoke with, and then she transferred you to me. My name's Tina.
Yeah, no. Oh, so she's gone. She's not on
No,
on
she's
phone?
Gone. Right, exactly. Okay. She transferred it to me. Mm-hmm.
So, Tina, you're pretty good. I mean, you're a good closer.
Well, thank you. I have a lot of passion for the program. I've seen this change the lives of business owners that we work with, and I think that that helps. Just like you had to get out of law and do something that you really believed in, I really believe in this program. And when you think about it, Google's already built into all of the smartphones and the tablets out there, you know, and we're even going to give you a heads up on the voice-activated devices such as Alexa, and I'll explain that to you in a moment. Tara sent over a request to put you into the new in business rate, which is a 50% off of our regular pricing. I think that's what she ballparked you, where it would bring everything all the way down to just $299 flat month to month. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only the first page listing on Google and Bing, but all of the popular directories that are in your area. And the idea behind that is to give Building Resource Limited the most dominant internet presence locally. And then we'll program you into the mobile platform. So what that means is, you know how more and more people are doing the searches these days from their smartphones?
Yes, they are.
Right? They are, and so that's a huge market we'll help you capitalize on because that's a different search result completely. So once we program Building Resource Limited into the mobile platform, now you're also going to come available from all of the searches from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and like I mentioned before, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa, Okay. So I wanted to ask you, Mike, because I know that it's going to vary, you know, based on the jobs that you're hired for, but in general, how many new clients would we have to send you each month in order for this to make sense?
As far as sales or?
As actual sales, yes. Good point. I'm not asking how many leads or how many inquiries. I'm talking about how many paid clients that would actually hire you.
Okay, so let's break it down this way. You know, it's a very, I don't want to say a weird business, but, and being in it as long as I have been, I know the game very well as far as the lead part of it and et cetera. If I go out on 20 appointments, per month, let's say 8 appointments. So eight a week, I will close 15, probably 50 to 60%. And of that.
Wow. That's a high ratio.
It is. I'm not patting myself on the back, but I'm very good. And I know.
Yeah. I think you're a better closer than I am. That's awesome. But go ahead. What were you saying? 50 to 60% you're closing on out of 20 leads. So that means you're getting what? Maybe 12 of them?
I'll say 30 leads. So say if I have eight sits where I see a person in face to face, I'll close, mm-hmm. Let's say four of those per week. So that's 16. So that's based on a month. So that's about 18 jobs. And then I would make about 2,000 per job. So, you know, it'd be, between, let's say $30,000 a month would be my, mm-hmm. would be my net. So that, I would be very happy with that. So we're half of that right now, but I'm brand new here. I mean, I'm 7 months, I've gone from to here. And
yeah.
The people in my competition, they are screwing the public. I mean, they are just literally, their prices are out. Landish, and if I can't close deals against these guys, I better go home. But anyway, it's for instance, they might charge $1,200 an opening for a window. I'm $150. So for the same window.
Wow.
Same
what
everybody.
A big difference! Yeah, that's amazing.
They're gouging. So I want to take advantage of it. Until they shoot me or break my legs or whatever. But no, I think the mafia is probably not involved in the window business. But anyway, I hope. So anyway, if I had as little as two jobs come,
mm-hmm.
by, what you're talking about, and if it cost me $300, a month, that would be $150 per job. And that would be, well worth it. Now, from what you're saying, eventually or even right away, it could be 10 times that. You know,
absolutely. Yep. We will help you grow with it. Meaning, let's say that it's trending that you would get 18 to 25 new jobs each month. Perhaps that's biting off more than you can chew right out the gate. So what we could do, and people ask us to do this all the time, is they'll say, hey, can you help us pace it? Meaning all we want is 5 to 7 jobs, or all we want is 7 to 10 jobs, but we want them to be the luxury high-end client, someone that's willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to someone that's out there price shopping. So how we hone in and focus on that demographic is by the keywords that we put them in, you know, and then that same company will sometimes call us and say, hey, we increased our work staff and we want to open the floodgates and take on anything and everything that comes our way. So when that happens, we'll modify the keywords to focus on volume, you see, and we're not like a lead service where we're going to charge you more based on the amount of jobs coming in. You pay the same flat rate whether you get 5 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, okay? And then you'll also have a detailed tracking system, okay? And that tracking system will show you the new clients you've received. It'll show you which keywords they typed in to find you. if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they came from. That way everything is very transparent. And, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, Mike, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot at least for a month or so, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Oh, you're a good closer. That's a good statement. Couple things. First off, we are the least expensive, so I mean, we're not necessarily looking for bargain shoppers. We're not, what we're not looking for would be the twosies and threesies. And I know you probably don't know the business, but we don't want we don't want people that, oh, hi, I'm looking to repair a window. I'm looking to, fix a screen door, or we want, oh, we broke a window yesterday and we need that fixed. We don't do that. We're a window and door, installing company, sales and installing. And with the lead companies, with Angie's, with I'm with them now. And have you ever heard of Quote Me out of Texas?
No, that's a new one. Are they a lead service too?
Yeah, I've been using them for about 3 months now, and I'm moderately happy with them. And then there's a local one here in Las Vegas that I think they do. It's computerized probably. And they charge me like $25 a lead, and they're real easy on, rejected leads, refunding and so forth. But, they'll get me 3 or 4 or 5 good leads per month. I've had some really good sales, and it's really cheap. I mean, if you can imagine, that's, versus, Quote Me is $100 a lead. So I'm really excited.
Wow.
And then today is my first at Angie's, although I used them for like 6 years in the Bay Area when they were American.
They started as Service Magic, and then they changed to Home Advisor, and now
it was Magic.
It was Service Magic. Yep. See, I've been doing this for a long time. I told you.
Dana, you're with it, because I had forgotten. Yeah. I was with Service for until they converted, I guess, to Home Advisor, and then Home Advisor another 6 years, and then I quit them 5 years ago and went to you'll probably know this, Modernize, another one out of Texas.
Modernize? No, actually, I haven't. Modernize.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a new
one. They were semi big, I think. And now they've gone to I called them like 4 months ago, and I mean, it took like 8 calls to get a hold of somebody, so that was a bad sign to start with. And then the guy finally said, well, we're on a computerized basis now, and it's totally different, and you don't expect more than 1 or 2 leads a month. And I said, what? Why are we talking?
Wow.
I can't. You know,
we
need 100 leads, or you know, 50 are going to be bad, and then you know another 20 are going to be unsaleable, and then you work with the other 30. So, you know, that's kind of how it goes. So we're going to see what happens with Angie's List, because they're coming in at like $47 a lead, and supposedly I'm going to get six plus on the windows. You know, meaning a minimum of 6 windows versus the onesies and the twosies that the small guys get. So that could be enough if it's true what they say as far as supplying leads. But you know, I'm a realist too, and I can only believe so much that I hear. But we shall see. But I would not be adverse to taking a flyer with you guys, because what you're saying, Tina, if the functional words that would be used, I mean, I guess affordable and quality products and blah 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 and whatever, everything would be a truism. I mean, that, and we would be the least expensive, but we don't want to draw the you know what I'm saying, when you say the least expensive or affordable, then it sometimes can negate the higher end buyers.
So I'm happy that you brought that up because we're very big on conversion, meaning we specialize in the exposure, meaning putting you in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you. Google calls that a micro moment, okay? But then the second thing we do is we make sure that a potential client already has that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you. And how we do that is we'll promote that you're a trusted business in the community. You're maybe not put least expensive, but we have the highest, highly competitive pricing. We do the best job. Anything that you can add that would add to your credibility, like a logo or before and after photos, anything like that, we'll upload that right up onto your Google listing so that, like I said, when a potential client sees you, they feel very, very good about hiring you even prior to calling you, you know? And then I noticed that you currently don't have a website. Is that correct?
I have a website in the Bay Area that would, but that's under Cal Enterprises Construction. So here's what's happening, Tina. Maybe you can help me with this. Give me your fair, unbiased, objective opinion of this. I have partnered up with BRL. Okay, and they've been in business here like 21 years, 22 years, and they have a 4-star rating, and it's been basically dormant for 4 years. Okay,
wow.
So now I've sold, since I've been here, maybe 30 jobs now. And that was starting, I just moved in July, so we really didn't start till September. So September, just getting our feet wet under BRL, but my company is going to be American Pacific Windows, which sounds a lot better on paper as far as the Las Vegas or Nevada registry. It'll be a new company. But when I'm in a house, they know that I'm not new. And my story goes way back with my dad as owner, blah, 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 blah. And I won't waste your time on that. But I truly transitioned from a new company, where we're really not a new company because I would still be involved with BRL. He's still going to be involved, the contractor of record. I would be the owner. He'd be a small owner in American Pacific because you have to with a contractor's board. So, are we jumping the gun or would we be okay to start tomorrow, say, under BRL, knowing that it's going to flip in name about 5 weeks from now? It's been at the contractor's board for 2 months and they said about 3 months. So we have to do the fingerprinting and whatever. And I think about 5 weeks is a realistic takeoff, and as soon as that hits, I'm going to immediately, there won't be a BRL anymore. It'll be American Pacific Windows, which I love the name, and we'll have the same guts, and I don't know how we would, I mean, if we could say in business 21 years in Las Vegas area, we wouldn't want to say.
What I would probably put rather than in business for 21 years, I would probably put 21 years of industry expertise, family run business, because you said your dad.
No, it would be better than that then. So it would be, I started in 1978.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah,
wow.
44 years.
See?
And over 5,000 jobs that we've done.
Yeah, let me put that in the notes. 44 years industry expertise. How many jobs over how many?
Well, you could even say because I started building houses in law school, so that was 1973. So the industry as far as building and designing would have begun with me in 1973.
Wow.
That's scary.
That's amazing.
So that, makes me older than I sound, right?
Yeah, you did. You sound young. You sound very young. I wasn't thinking you could have even been in business back in 1973. So that's awesome.
But I'll BS, because I can talk to you, Tina. You're my type of person. How old do I sound? Like 45 or so?
Yeah, I would say even younger. I would say maybe high 30s to middle 40s, somewhere around there. You sound like
good,
very young.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. What's your secret to sounding so young? That's amazing.
a lot of tennis, you know, a lot of tennis, a lot of love of dogs, and people crack me up. You could be in a house for an hour and do a really good presentation. I told my salespeople that, but you know, you start this customer a couple of days ago. We talked about concerts. We got off on concerts for an hour
yeah.
and a half after I closed the deal. And, it's just fun talking to people, you know?
Oh, yeah. You're a real people person. I can tell.
Oh, I am. I love people.
There's something to your secret, though. I have to tell you, my dad, he's going to be 82 in about a week. He lives in Chicago, but he's an avid tennis player. He's played it his whole life. He'll still play it in the summer. I mean, in Chicago, it gets below zero, so he can't play during the winter months. But he'll still play tennis in Chicago at 82 years old, and he has a little dog that he walks every day, and he doesn't just take the little dog out on the grass to go pee and come back in. He'll take it all around the neighborhood, and it's amazing. So I think there's something to what you said. That's really good, you know?
Yeah,
what kind of dog do you have?
I have a Maltipoo, and I'll send
you pictures. Oh, those are the cutest.
Oh, she's white, you know, and she loves she loves me to death. She leaps onto my chest and starts licking me all over my nose and then eyes. And then I fend her off, and she starts her leap from like 6 feet away, so I'm not expecting it. So she leaps on my chest. She's really.
That's
but I've had
like
5 Weimaraners and Great Danes, and I love dogs. The only bad thing is they die. You know, it's so sad to put them down, but we won't get into that. That's a downer.
Yeah, I've had that happen too, but I told my mom because she recently passed away, so I just inherited her Havanese. So I have a little lap dog just like your Maltipoo that follows me around and jumps on my lap.
Okay.
But my dog is a big... Yeah, the Havanese, she's about 10 pounds, and she's a little doll.
Yeah.
She has a little bow in her hair, and she's so cute. But my dog is a... Did she what?
Is she the rust color, or what
she's
color?
Black. She's black, and she has a little tiny bit of white on her feet and on her chest. She's a cutie. She's super cute. But my dog is he's a bigger Shar Pei mix, and he is strong and muscular, and sometimes people are scared of him. And my mom, she saw before she passed away how I treated him like a baby. I'd come in the house, hi, baby, and I make a big deal, and he barks, and he dances, and he moves around, he jumps on me, and she says, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to come in and be very calm, so that way they stay calm. But I told her, you know what? They have such a short life. If that's a little bit of joy I can bring to him is making a big deal when I see him, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's not the right kind of training or, you know, and now her dog's doing the same thing. Now that I have her, I'll come in and she'll leap off the ground like halfway up to you. It's like up and down, up and down, up. It's so cute.
And so what, Tina, what made you pick a Shar Pei?
You know, I was just so desperate for a puppy, and I couldn't find one. I was going all through, like, Craigslist and people I knew. I called the vet I used to go to, and I said, can you put my name out there if you have, you know, find anyone that has puppies? And then I almost got scammed a couple times because people were like, yeah, just send us, you know, $1,200 and we'll ship the puppy to you. And I'd say, okay, well, just to make sure this isn't a scam, take a video of the puppy with you're making a peace sign in it. And then I wouldn't hear from them again. They would just drop off the face of the earth, you know? So, because they were sending me fake photos of puppies, but they didn't have any puppies, you know. So finally, at the animal shelter, I saw this little cute wrinkly thing. It was only 10 weeks old, and I always loved wrinkles because I used to have a basset hound. So I just went in there and took him right away. But he's the sweetest dog. I really think I hit the jackpot with him because he's smart and he's sweet. And he's just a really good dog.
The difference between the basset hounds live, they've got nice longevity. They're
yeah.
Okay. Did they tell you about, you know the history of Sharpays, right? As far as breathing
problems. Mine is actually the bone mouth Sharpay too, which is the one that originally before mine has the wrinkles, but it's not as wrinkly as the ones you're thinking, which is called a meat mouth Sharpay. I found this all out after the fact, but it's just amazing. And a lot of people, when they meet him, they say they never met a Sharpay with that type of a personality. But what did you know about the breathing problems? Cause I'm not aware.
Well, like pugs, a pug, for instance, and there's a lot of verbiage about pugs and overbreeding and why are they so popular and why are people allowing the breeds to continue because pugs are suffering. They have the worst nose as far as the sinus system. In a dog, they're the worst. So they say their hearts are stressed unbelievably compared to, other dogs. And they live a short period of time. And that period of time is not great comparatively speaking to all other dogs. So they, their breathing patterns are not good. It's tough on their bodies to even breathe. The Sharpays are, no history of breathing problems, right? What are they saying about, are they 7 years or 8 years or more like 12?
For the lifespan?
Yeah, lifespan of a Sharpay.
I don't know. I'm gonna look it up right now. I've never even looked at that because
Maybe don't look it up.
Yeah, because he is a, he's a mix. So I don't know what he's mixed with. I might one day, to do that DNA testing on him. But, it says 9 to 11 years. So that's not so bad.
Oh, you're
good
then. And then if
it's, yeah, 9 to 11 years. That's really good.
And it could be a mix with another dog that maybe isn't a big chested dog that might go to 15. So who knows? Is it boy or girl?
He's a boy.
So he might go... And we don't even have to think about it. He could go to 14, 15. Who knows?
That's true. That's true. I had a German Shepherd when I first moved to California, and he was 18 years old. And we, like you said, had to end up putting him down because he ended up not being able to walk, his body was deteriorating, but his heart was still pumping. It was amazing how, 18 years. So
you had a German that went to 18?
18 years. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it was.
For a German Shepherd.
Yeah. And we took him all the way out from Chicago here to California. He came with us and then he was living here and being very healthy. And then I don't remember how many years we lived here before he started getting older and older and his little body started deteriorating. But he was a good dog. You can tell I'm an animal lover too.
Did he like the White Sox or the Cubs better?
He didn't say, but I hope that it was the Cubs since we were more of Cubs fans at the time. Even last time I went to Chicago, I was in the Target or the Walmart, and I was buying a bunch of Bears gear, and they were like, oh, well, the Bears aren't doing so good, or are you sure you don't want some of the Cubs gear? And I said, look, I know the Bears aren't doing good, but I lived there when it was William the Refrigerator Perry and Mike Ditka and Walter Payton, and that's the team I remember. So I want the Bears
again. Before I take the rest of the day, I'll tell you a quick story, okay? It's pretty funny. So it's the Super Bowl, and because I've gone to 18 or 20 of them, so it's, we've been to quite a few. So we make it to the parties, the Friday night party, and then we try to make it to the private parties after the game. So the winning mm-hmm. team always has a private party somewhere. So anyway, I guess it was the 85 season with the refrigerator and Peyton and you know, and McMahon and those guys. So
yeah.
We had scoped out, it was my dad and myself, and we had scoped out, well, how are we going to get into this party? Because no tickets or anything. You don't buy your way into it. It's just, you know, there's family, no media, and whatever. But we were
right.
always lucky to find a way to get in. So anyway, we scoped it out. It was in New Orleans, and it was the Hilton Hotel. So we went there the day before and schmoozed this guy that was in desserts, dessert department or whatever, you know, one of the chefs. And he said,
yeah.
And those old buildings, you know, that they're weird because it's like a maze trying to go from one place to another. But, so anyway, the party was in one of the ballrooms, like on the third floor or whatever. And so this restaurant was on the fourth floor or wherever they make the food. So anyway, we meet this guy and he says, okay, let's do a practice run. So he takes this, it was like a maze. Okay, you take a right hand turn here, then you take a left hand turn here and then another right. And I'm thinking, oh my God, you know, I'm usually
yeah.
pretty good at directions. This will be 10:30 at night after the game. And I mean, I don't drink, so I wouldn't be, you know, I wouldn't be drunk, but anyway,
yeah.
it would be. So when game's over and your Bears, knocked the hell out of 47 to 10 or 46 to 10. So
yeah.
it should have been a very joyous occasion for the Bears and family. So anyway,
yeah.
We go down the hallways. We get lost in the security. They're looking at us funny, and we pretend like we belong, but you know. So we finally get to the doors that open to the ballroom. So we walk out and. You know, the families are there and they have the round tables and, couple hundred people or 300 or whatever. But I don't see any bands. I don't see, any, you know, fun stuff happening and kind of a pall over the room.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around. What the hell's missing here? There was no alcohol. Nobody
oh.
was drinking.
And wow.
this is Super Bowl party.
Yeah. I've never heard of
yeah.
such a thing.
You hear the story again because it was so I'm walking around and I don't care because I don't drink, but I can see a lot of long faces and people that are just not smiling. And, you know, Peyton is there and all the players are there and they're getting pissed off. And, I can't remember the offensive lineman or defensive lineman, but he was their, one of their big stars. So he finally, got up on the table. This was after about a half hour, an announcement had kind of circulated throughout the room that, okay, they're going to release the booze and we'll be drinking in about 15 minutes or whatever. And it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So he, you know, 6'5", 290-pound guy, you know, real stud, gets on top of one of the tables, one of the banquet tables, and
yeah.
he has the microphone. God damn it, I can't believe this is happening. If it takes me personally to pay for the booze for you guys to have a good time, that's going to be done, and it's going to be flowing in 15 minutes. And everybody
wow.
starts yelling and, you know, clapping and whatever. And about 15, 20 minutes later, they start serving and everybody is having a good time. You ready for this?
Huh.
30 minutes later, they stopped it.
Oh, what happened?
McCaskey, your owner, is the cheapest owner in the history of the NFL and he owned the Bears and
yeah.
he was well known for being so cheap. He, as I found out later on, they were in a dispute with Hilton over the cost. Can you believe it? The cost of alcohol for a party like that. And
wow.
they kept the back and forth. And Hilton shut him down. Said, if you're not going to pay for it, then we're not going to serve it. And then
by 11:30,
all the players left. They were pissed off. They stormed out of there, and you know, the family was left. The families were left, and they were just boring compared to
ridiculous. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Compared to one Jerry Jones, you know, of Dallas, when it was in Arizona. I can't even remember the date, but he built three big tents outside of the stadium, and they're partying in Arizona. So they're at the party city anyway. That lasted till 5 a.m. They had three bands going. I mean, people were all over the place, just having a great time. And I hate alcohol, but it was, you know, people were just having a wonderful time. The cowgirls were there, and probably 20 hookers that they hired for around, or I mean, he liked the show, so they had beautiful women all over the place, and compared that to the Bears,
worrying about the 30 or hour of 30 minutes of alcohol that they had, 45 minutes. Jeez, that's crazy.
Exactly. The party could last till, you know, 1 a.m. at least, and you know, whatever that would cost, it wouldn't be any, you know, big shakes when you win a Super Bowl. But anyway, so you can pass that on, that your Bear owners were the super owners in the history of sport, I think.
Yeah, now I know the backstory. All I did was watch the games on TV. I didn't know all that was going on.
Oh, yeah. The Raiders would have some good parties, too. But anyway, so we'll get back to...
I want to tell you how this will work, should you decide to give it a shot with us. I would create the account for you right now, and then I would create an appointment for my technician to call you, and they would go over your keywords, your service area, and getting you set up. And that would include anything that, like you said, would add to your credibility as far as photos or anything like that that you could get over to us. You would do that tomorrow with my technician. And then,
a lot of photos.
Right. And now, then you'll get, go ahead.
All right. Sorry to interrupt. The name change. What do you feel about
it? Name change, that's an easy fix. So what will happen is we would have Google verify your business under BRL, okay, because that's what it is now, which means you'll receive a little PIN code from Google in the mail in 5 days. Once that listing is verified, then any revisions that you make to it are free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So when that new name kicks in 5 weeks from now, or hopefully even sooner, you just let us know, and our technicians will go in and they'll change the business name on Google on the listing, but also on all of the directories and everything else we build for you to beef up your internet presence. We'll put the new name on everything once that change is official. But that's an easy fix. We do that all the time for business. Yeah.
Okay. I'm
that's nothing that you have to worry about.
You hear about branding, and, you know, don't start branding your company, B-R-A-N-D, you know, I-N-G. So branding, which is, I mean, it's not Russian to me, but it's the computer age. So and then we build up 5 weeks with the B-R-L, and then all of a sudden, boom, B-R-L is gone off the page, and it's replaced by American Pacific Windows. So in my estimation, somebody that is looking for Windows doesn't give a care about what happened 3 weeks ago with BRL. They're looking at, okay, this is legitimate Google representation, and here's the name. It's American Pacific Windows, and there's no reference back to BRL. I mean, it would hurt us to have a reference back to them, but I don't think we'd probably want to say newly we definitely don't want to say a new company in Las Vegas has emerged or whatever, because people like the credibility. They don't like new people on the block. So,
right. Well, that's the benefit that you're going to get under it is you'll start with BRL, which means that already has an internet presence. And like you said, it has a 4-star rating. So you'll start as that. And when the business name changes, you still have that same internet presence. We just changed the name on it. So that's where you're going to see a benefit as opposed to just listing it as American Pacific Windows in the out the gate, because that doesn't have any type of traction as of yet. So now the traction that BRL has already established, you'll be able to carry that over to your new company. And the reason being is you want BRL to go away once this new name kicks in. If you wanted to keep that, then that would be more sticky where we'd have to create a separate entity for the new business, but you're planning on having it go away. So that's super easy. We just go in and we submit to Google that we're changing the business name, and that only takes like 1 to 3 business days. So we'll do that for you when it happens, okay?
Now, you're savvy in your end of it, and probably the next question I would have, as far as Wayne, my partner, let's call him a partner because he's still going to have interest in the new company, but with the 4 stars, but being dormant for 4 years, he hasn't gone, I guess, Yelp or whomever doesn't pick up, they don't decrease or increase that. It just kind of stays status quo. I can easily, with the jobs that I've been doing, and this I think will help us, at least it won't hurt us, the checks are coming in to American Pacific already. So the contract is written under BRL, but the checks are coming into American Pacific. So I'm just saying this for a reason that I can get these people, and I've held off on it, but I can get these customers that the jobs were perfect. I mean, I can get 10, 15 of them to shoot a 5-star review, but who do they review? I mean, who do they send the review into? Would it have to be Yelp or could it go to Google, or will Google pick that up from some of the customers?
Once the Google listing gets verified and published, we help you with the reviews. So we'll send you a little email that will say, learn how to get more reviews. And you can copy it and paste it and send it to all of your past and present clients. And it will be hyperlinked together with your Google listing. So it'll say, you know, thank you for using BRL for now. And when the name changes, it'll say, thank you for using, you know, American Pacific Windows. And if you're happy with our service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple, and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to achieve that, you know, fresh 5-star review, because you said he has, you know, 4 stars, but it was, you know, a little bit dormant. So,
So it would behoove us to, do you think, hold off on contacting the 30 jobs that I've done or whatever until we get close to American Pacific, and then.
I wouldn't, because if they know you right now as Building Resource Limited or BRL.
Well, but they could, it could go either way.
They know you as, if they know you as the new company, we can start building up everything under American Pacific Windows out the gate if you want. I mean, that's not a big deal, because Google isn't going to put you through a background check or anything like that. I have people all the time that they say, you know what? My business is called, you know, Jonathan Enterprises. And then they say, when people see that, they don't know that I'm an electrician, so I'd rather have it say Jonathan Electrical Services. And we just post it on Google the way they prefer it. So it's not like they're going to have you submit a DBA or anything like that that's official as of yet. So if you want to wait.
Yeah, Tina, the careful thing that I have to be cognizant of is the contractors board. So you can't be advertised, and I shouldn't even be saying that American Pacific was involved in the installs of these previous 30 jobs. Now, until the licensing becomes official, then I'm home free. I can retroactively.
That's why I like your first option better. I like it with the starting with the BRRL, and okay. Then once the name is official, we change it for you because that's an easy fix.
Okay, and then in the interim, maybe not waste those referrals or those to try and attain the 5-star, or maybe some of them, or.
It's going to take a little bit of time anyway to get your Google My Business published and verified. What that means is nobody can flip a switch and put you up there instantaneously. So it's not like you sign up with us today and then tomorrow when my technician calls you, you're automatically front and center. It takes hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. So we quote 30 to 45 days for placement. Now, in the interim, we'll purchase the Google ads for you, and those ads will be up and running in as little as 2 weeks. So I always tell people that, of course, you're going to see activity within your first month because we start the programming right away. However, it is the second month where you really see the program pop, and that's when everything starts coming to full fruition. Now, there's two things. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt, but
Mike.
So, I mean, we're right in that legitimate. They're saying realistically, and this was a week ago, it looks like 1 month, 4 weeks or whatever, we will have the background check finished and all the other paperwork is in with the state of Nevada. So Las Vegas building department would have it. And then I think it's real fast to issue the license at that point in time. So let's say it takes 5 weeks. So if you're talking about 2 to 3 weeks to get kind of rolling, and then, you know, 6 weeks or 7 weeks to, do we even want to mess around with BRL? Or should we just, or we don't have anything to lose by starting with BRL and then changing over to American Pacific?
That's what I would do, honestly. I would start with BRL and then switch it over. Because remember, those Google ads can launch in as little as 2 weeks, and you're saying it might take up to 5 weeks. So, you know, I would do that. Plus, there's two things that you're going to be able to do on your end that will expedite the processing. Number one is I'm going to create the appointment for tomorrow for my technician to call you and go over your keywords and getting you set up. Try not to miss that appointment because sometimes people will miss it and it gets rescheduled and then, you know, it gets rescheduled again. Things like that will hold up the placement because that's the interview that gets the whole ball rolling, so to speak, okay? The second thing is that PIN verification code that will come to you from Google. It comes in the actual regular mail. It takes about 5 to 10 business days. And you would be shocked if you knew sometimes it'll be like 3 weeks and I haven't heard from a client and I call out to them and I say, did you get your PIN code? And they say, oh yeah, I did, but I didn't think I needed it. So I threw it away. Well, if that happens, it has to be resent and things like that will hold up your process. But what I'm telling you is we say 30 to 45 days or up to 6 weeks. But in reality, you can be published a lot quicker as long as you do those two things in a timely manner. Okay, and I know you will because it sounds like you're on top of your business. You know, you're not one of those that's going to drag your feet on it. You know what I mean?
No, there's no need to, you know. Okay.
Yeah, so all what's your last name, Mike?
It's Calhoun, Calhoun.
Okay, and your email
and
address?
By the way, we love Chicago. Fun, fun,
yay.
Fun fits with it, yeah. The
it
email
is fun.
Is, it is, yeah. Did I give you the last name?
Yes, Calhoun. I got that.
Okay. Email is Cal Enterprises. So it's CalEnterpris, as in Sam, ES, as in Sam, CO at yahoo.com. So Cal Enterprises, like the car company, Enterprise, but Enterprise is plural, CO at yahoo.com.
Got it. Okay. And
you can't think how many people misspelled it.
Really? I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have Cal, C-A-L, and then Enterprises, E-N-T-E-R, P as in Paul, R, I, S as in Sam, E, S as in Sam, C-O, at yahoo.com.
And it all runs together. There's no separation.
Yep, it's all together, all lowercase. Uh-huh, all lowercase, all one word. There's no spaces. Okay. And then is this the phone number you want displayed on Google, the 702-773-2620?
Absolutely, yeah.
And then is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or would everything go through this main number?
No, because you're on it. The Bay Area phone, I've got a split phone, so sometimes I don't know who's calling what. It's really strange, but 925-250-0639 would be a Bay Area, and we're still in business in the Bay Area, so I don't know. No, we wouldn't want to link the two. So
if it rolls over to this phone number anyway, let's just leave it.
I don't think it does. Oh,
it doesn't. Okay. So give it to me again. You said it was 925-250-0639.
So if somebody in the Bay Area, an old customer of mine, had the 295 or 925 area code, they'd call in on this number and I would get it.
I'm just going to put it on your account as a priority note that this might be another line for the business. And the only reason I want a secondary line is just for internal purposes. Like if our technicians called you and they needed to make an update or something like that, it's always good to have a second line. But I'll keep everything as far as publishing under the 702 number, because that way it will be consistent with Las Vegas, because I don't want Google to throw a red flag on your listing to say, why is there a Bay Area number on the, Las Vegas listing? So
maybe we don't even bring it up, because it's the same phone. So it's not an
I just put it on the account as a priority note, but I didn't put it on the account as the secondary line. For internally if they needed you. Now, for the address of 208 Lotus Blossom Court, that is a physical address where you can receive that PIN code, right?
What address do you have?
208 Lotus Blossom Court.
Where is that?
Okay. I don't know. Let me update it. What's your business address? I don't know why that's out there, but we'll fix it for you. Don't worry. So what's the business address?
729 Sir, like ma'am and sir, S-I-R, James, J-A-M-E-S, Bridge, B-R-I-D-G-E, just like a bridge, Way. Sounds rich, doesn't it, Tina?
It does. That's like a movie star address.
It's English names around here.
I thought you're living next to Liberace's house or something.
it's close. Some in the
I bet.
Are like, they're 30,000 square feet, 25,000 square feet. And ours is a measly 2,700. Which I like at my age.
Oh, that's nice though. That's nice. I like bling, so I think I would like to see Liberace's house.
it's a nice area. But anyway, okay, go ahead. And then
okay,
it's
so
the
is
Las
it
Vegas.
89145?
Correct.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Google auto-filled it for me when I put in the 729 Sir James Bridge. Okay. And then did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
We could use my bank account if you want that, or I've got a credit card that's attached to that that's actually a debit card.
Let's do that. That's actually better to do it through the debit. So let me just go ahead. And is the billing address the same, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
It's the same.
The same. Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
So are you married, Tina?
I am.
Oh, good. Are you happy?
Yeah, I am. My husband's a really good guy. Yeah. My mom, before she was passed away, he had like completely cleaned out a spare bedroom in our house, hoping that when she got out of the hospital, she'd be able to come live with us. And I thought that that was the sweetest thing ever. You know, a lot of people, a lot of men wouldn't want their mother-in-law, but he was actually.
Tina, could you hold on for 1 second?
Yeah, I'll wait for you.
If I lose you, okay, hold on.
Yeah, take your time.